wording has been utilized by President Obama so often that because of the lack of real government school education today, most recent graduates and younger voters probably think that simply blaming Congress for any and all problems is proper procedure. During his recent State of the Union address, the president blamed Congress for the lack of action regarding America's energy problems. Of course, he failed to mention that his refusal to take action and approve the Keystone Pipeline has kept America vulnerable to Middle East enemy nations who benefit from our continued purchase of oil from that part of the world. Also, 42,000 possible new jobs remain just a pipe dream. Meanwhile, China is poised to purchase that oil from Canada and build a closer relationship with our closest ally. Of course, Obama took credit for the increased oil production in North Dakota and elsewhere in the U.S., despite the fact it was former President George W. Bush's policies that opened the door to increased domestic oil production. Unfortunately, domestic oil production may soon decline because President Obama refuses to allow more oil exploration and drilling for new sources. Of course, he'll turn around and then blame Congress. Obama has blamed Congress and others in regards to the problems regarding the minimum wage. While some in Congress and a few senators like Ted Cruz have called for increasing opportunities for all Americans by taking actions to reinvigorate the economy, Mr. Hope and Change just wants to increase the minimum wage, which decreases the number of entry-level, lower-skill jobs for those like teenagers who are starting out in the world of working for a living. Mr. Hope and Change has blamed Congress for the situation regarding illegal immigrants, simply because some in Congress are calling for first sealing and properly protecting the borders, then taking a look at amnesty for law-breaking invaders. But he refuses to personally take the blame for not fulfilling the sworn duty of protecting America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Since President Obama likes to throw blame around, I wonder when he will turn around and blame himself and Eric Holder for using the U.S. Justice Department to obstruct real justice in regards to serious issues like the death of four Americans in Benghazi, for starters. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the third hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My next guest, he sort of breaks with great glee every stereotype that the, some of the liberals would put out there to you. And he does it in a way, I'll tell you in a minute, DeCorzo. He does it in a way that I enjoy immensely because he gets down into the very, he deconstructs all the way down into your soul. And his method of engaging his audience ranges from very, very keen analysis. And at the same time, he might do a song in the podcast, and he sort of puts me in mind of Barry White. I'm sure he sort of has a lot of female fans. I'm joined now, and it's been far too long, I'm joined now by the urban podcaster, the black man with a gun, Ken Blanchard. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brother Bill.
How you doing? You sound a little
doing
scratchy
good, man.
Today. Are you scratchy?
Making me laugh there. I think I'm blushing over here.
Well, you do sing, and you sing, and you pull it off. Now, you can't imagine what would happen if I tried to sing.
Well, see, what happened was I had the podcast. I had to do my broadcast late at night because it
right.
Wait till everybody goes to sleep, and the wife has stopped cleaning the house because she got OCD, and that whole late night thing just kind of makes you want to have a nightclub. So that kind of
break out in song.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the Urban Podcast first and foremost. I shudder to think what would happen between the two of us if you did more content. That is a big podcast nowadays, isn't it?
I've been pretty fortunate. It's been going on for about 7 years now. And it started out Black Man with a Gun Live, and then it became the Urban Shooter Podcast, and then I pulled it back about a year ago to the Black Man with a Gun Show, trying to get all my branding and niche stuff all together again. But it's quintessentially just me talking about gun rights and about the people in our community. I'm kind of like the cheerleader that keeps us going. Sometimes we get beat up from all the liberals and all the negatives, and I play the role of pastor without trying to influence anybody, mostly just helping the spirit.
Now, let me ask you a question. I've often said this, and I don't know if I've ever put it to you this way, but I think of the modern gunfighter like yourself as the 21st century true pacifist, because you have the capability of destroying your opponent if you want to or if you have to. But you also can make a choice to be merciful to them, which
I think is
true
power.
Pacifism.
That's real power. Power is when you can control it. When you're the Shaolin priest of the old days. I don't have the old beard and the stick, but I know about martial arts. I know about war, and I choose peace. And to make sure that I choose peace, I protect everybody who's righteous.
To keep the peace, you have to be strong.
You can't be a shepherd without a stick.
That's right. I've always wondered why the shepherd's stick is shaped like a 9-iron, but I guess that makes sense.
Sometimes you got to pull people back.
That's right. Now, in addition to the Urban Podcast, you do more than one podcast, don't you?
Yeah, I was just thinking that last night. I'm going to stop this stuff. I'm going to slow down a little bit. I have one that's just me acting a fool, doing whatever comes to mind, called That's Life. That's the newest one that probably might go away in a couple of weeks. And then I have one that I do Monday through Friday, which is totally Christian, and I teach and preach all in about 15 minutes, Monday through Friday, a quick message to keep people on track.
When you go to a gun range that you've never gone to before, and you walk in there, do you get looks?
No, not anymore. Not anymore. We have a growing community now, especially in the Washington, D.C., Maryland area, where the range is pretty diverse. There's a good chunk of people under 35 that are just flocked in there. So I'm no longer the pariah, and I'm glad about it.
Do you find that going to the range and having an interest in guns and firearms and shooting, is that sort of like a unifying thing where that will cause that first conversation to strike up?
Oh, yeah, there's a safety net there. We're no longer strangers. If you're in there, it's us against the world. We're the only ones who still fly Old Glory. We're still the only ones who understand what freedom is about. And that's just a big conversation starter right there. You just skip all the stuff and talk about what you have and what you're shooting and how long you've been doing it.
And that's hard to do in Maryland, isn't it?
Only in the range. You've got to go to the range and find real good people.
Only on the range. We're coming up on the first break. Now, I want to talk about, before we get into the book, I definitely want to talk about the book, because I only found out that he had written a book the other day when he posted something up on Facebook. And see, if I get the book, it better be written to Bill.
Absolutely, man.
To the best-looking, bald-headed man I know. Hugs and kisses, Ken Blanchard.
My friend and brother from another mother.
That's it. The gun culture is changing. I mean, you just sort of referenced that. And it's changing despite the best efforts of those that would seek to disarm us. But it really is incredulous to me. It makes me incredulous that people like Sharpton and Jackson will get out there and call for gun control, when half of the people out there getting killed in the United States are black.
Yeah, and their audience is waning, too. Their time is limited. They're on a short list.
Is their shelf life coming up?
Yeah, man. I'm glad about it, too.
Well, I mean, you know, both of those guys, they also claim to be reverends, although you actually have preached at a church. I mean, I don't know, has Sharpton ever preached at a church?
Yeah, he started off a prodigy. He was a preacher like at 9 years old, but somewhere between now and then he kind of fell off the wagon.
I've noticed he wears those shiny suits like they used to in The Sopranos.
Yeah, that's evident of the world.
I think he's trying to put out there like he's a gangster.
Yeah, got that same James Brown hairstyle.
Before we go to break, how can they find everything that you put out?
You can go to Black Man with a Gun and you'll find it. That'll start you right off real proper.
In addition to the podcast and everything else you do, you also are a contributor to Ammo Land.
Yep, Ammo Land.
Where else? I know you contribute all over the place.
Guns America is the newest blog.
The sales site?
Yes. They have a pretty good gun review section.
We'll talk about some of the guns that you have reviewed when you get back. Ken was the leading tip of the spear. The only reason I have a podcast today is because Ken took time out of his schedule to explain to me over the phone how to actually set up things and what an RSS feed was and everything else. So when I have Ken on, Ken is the precursor to everything I do. So... in addition to that, I mean, no less than Larry Pratt thinks he is one of the most effective Second Amendment advocates out there, just because of the way he puts his message together. just because of the way he puts his message together. Because there's nothing more dangerous than a spiritual man with a Maryland-compliant AR-15 in his hands.
Yeah. Make me work hard for my stuff.
That's right. That's right. So you stand by, please, sir.
All right.
Coming up on the break, we'll be right back. My guest today, the black man with a gun, Ken Blanchard, on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, the black man with a gun, Ken Blanchard. We're being accused of being mushy in the chat room. That's just because we have a very high regard for each other. Don't read too much into it.
No bromance here. We're just fellows of the same cloth.
Mutual regard. The guns that you've reviewed, I mean, have you found any yet that you pick that up and say, oh, well, now let me talk about this one?
No.
No?
No. No, right now I've only had one so far. It's a new gig for me. And they gave me a Daniel Defense M4 version 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me back to 1980 when I got my first AR, my M16A1. And I was kind of looking at the differences or the changes, and I thought, wow, folks are going crazy over this stuff, and I'm starting to feel old. So I did my best and threw my review together.
You know, the thing about that is when I look at guns from that era, you know, that I trained with when I was in the military in the 80s and that I ran and used and stuff like that, that assault weapons ban put such a kibosh on development of that particular platform.
I know.
And then from 2004, in just 10 years, that gun has, it's gone from being, you know, the gun that I trained with when I was in the military, I pulled the handguards off of it one time. It said made by Mattel.
Right.
The toy company. And now, you know, you're hard-pressed to find a gun that looks like that. Now they've become a set of Legos.
And they're CNC machined, and they're like Swiss watches.
Every part plays off of the other. So
They
become a precision machine, which I sometimes sort of think. But now, like, are you like myself where you look at the rifle that is the quote-unquote battle rifle of the United States military, and do you say, well, if you say so?
Yeah. I'm still looking at everything like a fork. Just give me the tool. I don't care who makes it, what's on it. Just let me use the darn thing.
I'd like to see them figure out a bigger caliber in that size package that would reach out and touch somebody a little further away if they have to.
They're working on it. But again, like you said, the regulations kill any innovation or discovery. Only like the free parts of the country can actually own stuff.
Are you going to go to the NRA convention?
Yeah, I got to meet my people. It's just the only time I can get together with that many like-minded folks.
Is Rick going to be there?
I think so.
I'm referring to Rick Ector, the instructor I've had many times on the show that runs Legally Armed in Detroit, and also Rick's Firearms Academy. Has he trained any of these defensive gun use people that have been just blossoming in Detroit?
I wouldn't doubt it, because Rick makes sure that he trains a lot of the women. He even gives away classes for free to empower them. He calls them empowerment sessions. So I know Rick's behind it. If not, they got the recommendation to go to him.
Why is it, now Rick's a black American, you're a black American, most of his students are black Americans, everybody in Detroit that's been defending themselves have been black Americans, why is it that for some reason black America will not embrace in mass, given the disproportionate numbers of murders that occur within that community? Why aren't they standing up and saying, I don't know what you guys are doing, but what you've been doing ain't working, so something needs to change?
Fear. Total fear. Learned fear. False expectations appearing real. We've been conditioned as a people not to think that we're American, that we're some other group, some less group, and that we have to be taught, be follow behind somebody else. And that's just been debilitating, totally. We're still waiting for a savior, still waiting for another Dr. Martin Luther King to pop up, and we don't need one now.
Dr. Martin Luther King had guns.
Yeah. We fail to realize that. Don't know our history. There's a whole bunch of issues. My soapbox, that's why I had to go to podcast, because I could book a room and start telling the truth, and folks would get mad. I said, you don't believe me? Look up the histories. Look at the stuff that you missed. Ask your uncles. Ask those who have gone before you, and they will tell you the truth. And so I just had to go on the podcast where you can just grab your phone and listen.
But, I mean, you know, history is replete with, like, the Deacons for Defense. I mean, those guys were clergymen like yourself, and they were oppressed by the KKK. And they turned the cheek once, and that's because they didn't know it was coming. And then when they knew it was going to continue to coming, they started planning a few armed counter ambushes for those guys, and they made their flock.
All my heroes had guns. Frederick Douglass had a prolific gun collection, but you don't hear about that. Harry S. Truman said I had to pull a gun on a few people who didn't know they were free. I mean, it's just, we have just we're warped on that one. But not everybody. Just too many to get the publicity.
But am I right in assuming that what's leading the way now is young people?
Yeah. But what's funny is that they don't know their history either. So they're just discovering stuff all over again. So I've been finding myself being the historian for the most part. Let them know that this isn't new. You might want to pay homage to some of these old guys that are still around while they're still here. There's a whole bunch of new trainers, but there's some people who are still kicking who's taught those guys too.
Well, I mean, even in modern time, I mean, how many people know Otis McDonald was black?
I know, right? Otis told me himself, he said, man, when I come to one of these NRA functions, folks cheer me and pat me on the back, but I can go down to the corner store and they don't even know who I am. And I said, I know, man. I get the same thing. We're legends in our own mind. When we just, only part of the country recognizes what you do.
We live in a very interesting time. But, I mean, I think it is, I've seen some of these black YouTubers, for example, like Coleo Noir.
Mm-hmm.
I think he sort of touches a nerve because, and you and Rick and every one of you guys that get out there, no matter what the age or demographic, when you get out there and basically preach, is what it boils down to,
freedom.
About taking control of your life and being self-reliant and taking personal responsibility, I'm sure that is a precursor for a great much of hate, is it?
Yeah, but luckily, I've learned how to funnel that stuff. I remember when I was on Al Sharpton's show. That was a good time there.
Well, we can talk about you on Al Sharpton's show. I've never heard this story. I want to hear this story. The Urban Podcast. What does it come out once a week?
Yep, the Black Man with a Gun show comes out usually every Friday morning. It's ready to go.
Black Man with a Gun show. You've never heard a pro-gun podcast like Ken's. Do you sing in every show?
No, I actually stopped singing.
Well, I saw a video of you the other day, and it was just you singing.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that not in the context of doing a podcast?
Nope, that was different. Somebody, one of the new YouTubers told me that I got to get out of my comfort zone, and the thing that bothers me the most is video and singing in public. So I decided to try it.
Yeah, I saw how you approached that. You had the camera down to where you couldn't see it. I saw all of it.
Uh-huh.
We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cue.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, the urban podcaster, the black man with a gun, Ken Blanchard. He was getting ready to tell us about a time when he sat across from Al Sharpton. So please, sir, tell us about this.
Well, that was a big to-do. It was Al Sharpton's premiere new show. Yeah, with TV One. It has since gone under. But back in 2006, it was called Sharp Talk with Al Sharpton, and it was in a fictitious barbershop up in Flatbush, New York City. So I took the train up and sat up there with the group. He had Mothers Against Guns. He had some street rapper and himself against me. We're all sitting in barbershop chairs in this fictitious barbershop with fake barbers and customers all around us on this set. And we talked about gun control. And for 2 hours, they tried every crazy argument in the world that you and I know were just rubbish. And it was just me defending freedom and common sense. And he hated it. I mean, he was just going for it. He was trying everything in the world. And I thought, this is like the ultimate for me. Do not crack. Do not sweat. I was like just trying to make sure that I was representing for forever. And, when it was over, I gave him a copy of my first book. And he said, I'm about to carry this book out in a brown paper wrapper. But, good on you, man. And he left. And when he left the room, the 100 people that were the production people, the lighting people, the best grip, all gave me a standing ovation. They said nobody has ever stood up to Al Sharpton in his own home court like that. And we give you mad props. And I thought, now I can sweat. Because, man, that was just some evil stuff. And while I was talking on camera, they were using, you know, how they have those little third part of the screen and the subtitles. And they were throwing up figures and pictures of a whole bunch of stuff that wasn't true about gun rights. And I saw it afterwards. But it was an amazing, and the show only lasted probably a couple of hours before they, a couple of episodes before they killed it. But it was one of my births under fire. I've been doing that kind of for the last 20 years. I mean, just stuff that nobody sees. And whenever they pull up an old clip of one of his shows, they always use that one because that one had the most views.
What is the possible? The whole birth of Second Amendment advocacy, for the most part, in America today, as it is made up today, came after the Civil War. And the target that they wanted to control was the newly emancipated black American.
It's always been about control. And as soon as you can bring that part up, because see, sometimes we all, the gun people, we all know a lot. And we'll fight about M1s. And about ARs, and we'll get hung up on technology, and folks are still stuck on the freedom piece. So you have to go back and say it's all about control. They didn't want your relatives. It was the Italians in 1920. It was the Native Americans in the 1800s. It was the African in 1600s. It was the Chinese in the 1700s. It's always been against some ethnic group that we now all called Americans. And it's about freedom that we're fighting for it. And then it's not until we get stuck with something like, you know, it's going to be a hurricane or a tornado or some natural disaster that you might need to take care of your family. Then that prepper that they were dogging all week is now the most favorite guy in the world. Can I come over to your house? Can I be your friend? No, you had your turn.
They want a new daddy then, don't they?
Right, right, right. Still trying to be dependable, a dependent of somebody. That mentality doesn't go away real easy.
I sit around and I hear Jesse Jackson, famed black American civil rights leader, Al Sharpton, TV star, evangelist, and civil rights leader. How do they even say that without busting out in a gut laugh when they advocate for the biggest symbol of being free?
Yeah. They do a better job than the Klan ever did. They disarm you in your mind. But luckily, the internet messed them up. So we have a new way we can communicate now. There's a way we can go around the news people who will purposely, you know, change our media and give us propaganda. We can go straight to the truth. We can Google our own stuff. We can contact each other. We got our own networks now. So the internet every once in a while you hear about somebody want to stop the internet being so free. We're behind that. We're the reason they want to do that too.
Let's talk about your book.
My book, The Black Man with a Gun Reloaded.
Yep.
It's came out in March. And last NRA meeting, I met a publisher. He said, man, you wrote a book back in 2000. You self-published it. And it's time to revise that thing to make it better. You got time to do that? And I said, yeah, I'd like to do that. I'm going to take the same book and put what I couldn't put in it before. I'm going to tell you how I got the name, how I got started. I'm going to tell you about the lessons learned. I'm not going to even hide some of my mistakes. Like, I didn't know the Black Man with a Gun was going to cause such a stir when I first started. We were back in AOL 1.0, and it would have been a good name for a porn star, too. I got a whole bunch of email when that thing first came out. I don't even go into that, but it's been a great journey, and I've had a chance to talk to congressmen and testify and been behind probably every case in the last 15 years, except for the McDonald one. That one I didn't do anything, And just be a part of our whole movement. Whenever there was somebody, they said, well, we want to use this person right here to testify. Do you know them? Are they okay? Or I either validated them or encouraged the person who they were going to use. It's like, well, I don't know if I want to put my name out there, man. This is big stuff. And I said, this is your opportunity for all of us. And I still do that. Again, when they call us mushy, I'm the guy, the cheerleader. I'm the guy in the back that I'll talk to everybody. And I'll make sure that when your time comes, you're not by yourself. And I kind of tell that in the book. The book is also gun rights. It also has a nice little appendix to some terms for new people. I have like my own little letters, my own epistles to people. So I have a letter to black women, a letter to black men. To stand up, to move on. To claim what's yours. Don't be afraid. And then there's a little bit about the NRA, because people love to hate on what they don't understand. And I kind of debunk those things. And the book's made so that you laugh both at me and how things are and move on forward with it. I think it's probably a good primer for anybody who's new to the gun industry. And if you've been in our community for a while, it's a good book that you can read and learn about me.
Well, that's the thing. Your style, your delivery style is different. The first podcast I ever listened to of Ken's was when he was talking about Aurora. Mm. And, he took it down to the very basic level where he said that everybody was giving into their fear. And one of the things you didn't say, although I know you were implying it, is you need to empower yourself to where you don't feel as much fear.
Yeah, I really believe that you can tell a man anything, but it's better if he discovers it on his own. So I'll take you to water. And then I'll back off. I won't push you to the next level. I want you to get it on your own so that when you go, yeah, I got this, you'll be empowered to evangelize to the next guy. That my job is done. I've got you to a point where you're going to grow past me. You can do better than I did.
Lesson learned is so much easier to take in than the lesson taught, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing that quad chain cane thing for a minute.
There you go.
Just kind of wandering, playing my flute, but mine's a guitar.
Well, yours Chinese is David Carradine. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll give you that much.
That's right.
I'll definitely give you that much. Coming up on the last break, go check out the Urban Podcast. We're going to be giving out how you can find the book Black Man with a Gun Reloaded when we get back. Search Ken Blanchard with two N's, K-E-N-N, Blanchard, just the way it sounds. You will find him all over the place because he's all over the internet that messed him up. On a Friday, we will be right back. Last time today, this week, I give it to RBN. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead.
Pull the trigger.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specialty designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away. Call it a week. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun. Right now, he's selling books in the chat room. Hey, listen.
I don't learn to be a hustle man.
Yeah. If you, just to make it fun for some people, if you do an audio version, You should let me voice it.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Is that something you have to consider when you come out with a book, the different means and ways people can access it?
Yeah, it is. And you just trying to get your stuff on paper and not have your syntaxes wrong and your I's crossed the right way and dotted and all that. And the next thing you know, you get asked to do the Kindle and electronic version. And then you get a little bit further and say, hey, about the audio? And you're like, God, dog, I just got this far. But that's the way it works. You got to give the people what they want.
It actually takes, by the time it's all said and done, if you publish, get the book published, Which that's not the easiest thing in the world, is it?
No, because everybody doesn't want to have your stuff.
Yeah. Most of the time, they only want to publish somebody that has been published which I don't even know how we have any authors in the world.
Yeah. Internet helped that too. I mean, that's back in 2000, I went ahead and published my own mess, and that was a interesting piece, trying to get your own work, and I was scaring people. I remember Oprah called me up and said, let me see your book. And I thought, this is the time of the Oprah Book Club. I'm about to be huge. And Oprah took my book, and 6 weeks later, she sent it back to me, and she said, my people said, we're not interested in promoting this type of stuff. And I've been anti-Oprah ever since.
Well, Oprah can afford a fire team around her, and I'm sure she probably has one, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I know that's for a fact.
Yeah.
But I don't think she read it, actually. That's the thing. Everybody looking for a revolutionary or just somebody crazy. I'm just trying to save lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
And keep America free. It even sounds corny, unfortunately, because there's so much crap in the world.
Well, the new normal looks upon me as a dinosaur. And they look upon you in a lot of vile terms.
Yeah.
Which I love the fact when you present them with facts, they have to go ad hominem on you.
Yeah, even in the church, man, the whole part about being a reverend and a pastor has been a point of contention. Because I remember one elder deacon said, as long as you start preaching about guns, we're gonna be all right. I thought, oh, okay. Thinking that we got a problem already. Houston, we got a problem.
Do the elder preachers not have a problem with unnatural death? I mean, most of the behaviors that cause unnatural death are largely brought on by that individual. But there are some others that are no fault of somebody's own, and they can unnaturally die, like being murdered with a gun or a knife or a bludgeon or something. Do they not see that God did not intend for us to, by giving us the free will, he didn't intend for us to be sheep?
Yeah, but we live in the original don't ask, don't tell. That's where things started from. Being a black gun owner was originally supposed to be a secret. Don't, make sure you don't tell anybody that you can protect your family, because you might get pulled out of your house for having as much as a musket ball. So there's been a culture of denial and secrecy, and a lot of the old clergy, they had parishioners that hunted, and everybody had a gun in their house. But in this modern time, that's not trendy. You don't want to speak about that because you might lose half of the blue hairs in your congregation.
Interestingly enough, though, one of the things that I see out there amongst the clergy, most of the clergy that are advocating self-defense, advocating carrying a gun, are black.
Yeah, I like to change a little bit. I'm no longer alone, and it's a good thing.
I can't remember the guy's name that I had. I had a black reverend, and I think he was somewhere up in Indiana or Pennsylvania, and he walked in on a robbery in progress, and he carries a Glock 21. He carries a full-size 45 caliber Glock that looks like a big block of steel with a big drainage ditch in the end of it.
Yeah.
And he drew down on that kid, and he didn't kill the kid. And now that kid has gotten out of jail, he mentors to the kid.
Yeah.
But isn't that cool? He was fully, you know, he was fully prepared in his mind. He was at peace with it. If the kid continued to do anything or come at him to attack him, he would have killed the kid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the good part. That's more the Kwai Chang Kang thing right there.
Yep. Kwai Chang Kang.
And folks don't like that.
I don't know why. That'd be great to have people like that around. They're so useful.
I know, right?
Kwai Chang was like a handyman. And then if if something else happened and they started messing with the goat herders, well, he'd just kick all the butts.
Yeah. I remember back in the 70s, I was going to get a tattoo with the dragon on one arm and a tiger on the other. But the tattoos back in the day weren't that great. and I wasn't going to get a big gold green blob on both my arms, so I bypassed it.
For those of you who never saw the show, what Ken is referencing is as the final task to become a Shaolin monk, you had to pick up this red-hot urn that had brands in the shape of a tiger on one side and the dragon on the other, and you had to pick it up with your forearms.
And walk a little bit with it.
And walk a little bit with it. How much did it weigh? Like, what, 200 pounds? It wasn't light.
Yeah.
Besides it being heavy, it was red hot. You weren't having a tattoo seared into your arms. You were getting a new scar with a shape.
Right.
And yeah, I've thought about that, too. I don't bleed much when I tattoo, so I have thought about it. But I want to include the gun theme into it somehow, you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
You do? All right. Before we run out of time, let's dot all the I's, cross all the T's. To get the book, where do they go?
You can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can use my link, which is just blackmanwithagun.com/book, and it'll tell you how to get there, or go straight to book.blackmanwithagun.com, and it'll take you to Amazon. The Google doesn't like Ken Blanchard, and folks in the chat room have noticed that. The other Ken Blanchard, Dr. Ken Blanchard, has been around a while, and he pays some good money to keep his name high. So I put an extra N on my name just to differentiate the two of us. We've actually spoken in the same place a couple of times, and people are all confused, but I'm a little bit different.
Sure.
I'm a little bit different.
Sure the MC was, too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
All right, up next we have Ken Blanchard. Hey, wasn't he great? Now, coming up next, this is Sure to Titillate. We have Ken Blanchard. What?
Yeah, totally different message.
Yeah.
But it's all good. And just check me out. Check me out on the podcast. If you just check the show out, the podcast out, you'll see what Bill's been talking about. I try to keep it informative and just lift up people because that's what we do.
Also on Facebook.
Yep. Black Man with a Gun 1. Or you can find me at Ken Blanchard with Ken with two N's again on Facebook.
Twitter?
Black Man with Gun.
With Gun.
Yep.
I appreciate you taking the time to join me once again. It's been too long. I'm going to have to go get the book, but I'm going to probably throw you a curveball because if it's at Barnes & Noble, I can go buy it and then call you and demand the autograph. So then you got to travel.
That works for me, man. You got to... quite a system up here. I'm watching you on the camera, and it's kind of cool.
You like that?
Got the chat room, and got people in there, good folks.
I have nice, never man. Figured out the whole fascination with watching a radio show. Never have. Anyway, Ken, I will be in touch. We'll talk. Folks, thanks very much for joining me. You stay safe, sir. Folks,
right,
that is it for the week. Your homework for this weekend is to remember this. It has never, ever been about gun control, ever. It has always been, it is always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.